So did they raise a lot of different things at the farm? I mean, or was it just cows so they had milk for the...
What cows? Oh, some grain, yeah, he did. So.
Did they do pigs and...
No, yeah, there's
sheep.
Yeah, that was the last building that stood there, that locked building, you know, all out of field stone.
Yeah.
That was the pig house.
Okay.
That's where the pigs were raised and born there.
Okay. And chickens and eggs all that.
Oh, yeah.
Very typical like any other farm.
Yeah, and chickens, eggs, you name it. Because when I worked down there, there's certain guys I'd have to take, every 2 weeks I'd have to take 12 dozen down there. They didn't want the store-bought, and they wanted the ones from the farm.
That's a fair amount of eggs.
Huh?
That's a fair amount of eggs.
Yeah, you know that.
So did they start the dairy because they needed to do something with their milk, or because they started the doing some delivery to local people? Is that what kind of caused it to start?
I think that's what happened. What really happened was... Grandpa's son-in-law, he put him in. That would be the oldest daughter. She was a Hesperic. And he didn't run it for a year, Dorothy said. And Grandpa didn't like the way he was running it, and he put his son in, Herman.
Okay.
And that was in 1926.
Yeah. So it was going already before 26?
About 26, she said. Yeah, okay. It was going maybe a year before that.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
And then when Hesperic had it.
So, I have a program from a 1935 football homecoming game, and there were sponsors on there, and there was something called Biney Dairy.
That's
what it would be.
That's what it would be.
And it became the Slinger Dairy
Yeah, it was Slinger Dairy, but really...
On the sponsorship, it was called...
Biney.
Around town, it was known as the Biney Dairy.
Well, see, there was Biney's, and then there's Rouse. And the little part over here, someplace that when Mr. Reese would come in the Slinger, he had
yes.
a couple of customers.
Yes,
from Cedar Lake.
Cedar Lake, yes.
Yeah.
I know about the Cedar Lake Dairy.
Yeah, and, one time, Irvin was telling me that, what was John Reese's dad's name? Was that John also? No. Louis.
No, Louis was the son.
This was Louis.
The
That's
senior.
Louis Jr.
Okay.
Louis Senior.
Okay.
And he came to them and he says, we got to go up a penny, a quart. And Mr. Rao says, I don't want to gouge people. A penny is too much. We can leave it at the same. 11 cents a quart. That's it.
So Mr. Reese could take his milk to West Bend.
Deliver it out that way.
Take care of the lake people.
Yeah, that was Louis Senior.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
My mom worked for them.
Out there at the dairy?
No, here in town.
At the dairy bar.
Housekeeping and stuff like that for Mrs. Reese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you said north of Slinger there was Wreckers, and that was...
The Wreckers, yeah.
Sigmund's?
That was Sigmund, yeah.
Sigmund's Dairy?
And Mush's.
Mush's.
Yeah.
What road was that on, the Mush's?
Mush's, yeah. That.
Do you know what road that was on, right off of, or...?
Oh, what is it now? Port... 175, but it was 41.
41 at that time.
Yeah,
okay.
and the road up from where we lived there, Slinger, and that. Mm-hmm. But Wishes had a house on this corner because Harold Krebs's wife was born there.
Oh.
Harold Krebs's wife. She was a Mush girl. She was born there.
So I suppose when you grow up with a dairy right there or something, it certainly changes your mentality of where you need to go for your products.
Oh, sure. You know, they deliver maybe a couple there, and you know, like Pa did, you know, with his billy goat and that. And I said to Dorothy, I said, I wish I'd have a picture of that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
of that billy goat pulling the sleigh in the winter, you know, and in summer his cart. And I said to Dorothy, I can remember one time Herman went out to the farm and got the big bobsled to deliver milk. And she said, I remember the horse, you know, they had, and the milk wagon. She said, I wish I had pictures. She said, she knew, you know, the horse,
yeah.
you know, with the milk wagon all the time. And I said, what year was that when they took that milk wagon and put it on top of the shed?
Oh.
Some high school kid did. You know, that was a big trick them days, I think, you know, putting a wagon on top of the roof.